Well, you can tell everybody.
Danny Woodhead. Danny Woodhead.
Danny Woodhead's my guest.
This is not the start of a relationship. This is just a relationship that has blossomed and, yep, and will blossom even more.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Talk to my agent or, like, I don't know, follow me on Twitter.
Yes.
Or I'll follow you, direct message me. We can get this figured out.
Danny Woodhead.
Woodhead, nice catch. Good looking touchdown.
And I'll tell you what, if that doesn't make my ears bleed, I don't know what will.
I think it's okay to have a little bit of butterflies.
Brady throws, complete, inside the five, to the end zone, touchdown, Danny Woodhead.
I might turn around on I-80 and come down to the studio and zip his lip.
Danny Woodhead, my friend and now retired football player.
That's big time right there.
A lot of things to discuss with this guy right here. Danny, how are you, my man? You good? Everything good?
I'm doing good. You know, I couldn't do better. I really could. This has just been one of the greatest days probably that I've ever had.
Really?
You know?
Yeah.
No, not really. I mean, it's been
okay,
good.
Well,
I need to force it a little.
Well, here's the thing, though. So I hop on, I'm not sure if you've heard of this thing called Facebook today, okay?
And I've heard of it.
Yes, rings a bell. And there, you know, if you go to like the On This Day or Memories, I think is what it is now, and it gives you like memories from this day. Do you know apparently, and I swear this is true, apparently 8 years ago today, we became Facebook friends. So it's like your friendiversary with Danny, and there's like a photo of it's like it's my profile picture and your profile picture. And yeah, so this is our anniversary technically. Technically, Danny.
Oh,
yeah.
It's been 8 years.
8 years since we said accept on Facebook.
I mean, you can say I do. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. All right.
Ever since we said I do.
Ever since I might have poked you on Facebook and you poked me back on Facebook back when poking was a thing. And we just never looked back. Never.
I got to be honest. You know, I do every year. I played it dumb right there. I've known every year what day. and I played it right there.
Uh-oh, we lost him. We lost him. I'll have to give you Danny's number here, Mr. Sims. Okay, do you got it? Do you not have it? We lost him there.
He's
calling back. Okay. He got so overwhelmed. I think he got so overwhelmed at our friend anniversary on Facebook. Danny, did you get choked up talking about?
Oh my! You know what? The thing is, now I'm all happy, but yeah, I started crying and
got embarrassed.
Bro,
yeah.
How can you be on the show crying?
Yeah,
I just didn't want to do that.
Yeah, you blame it on the cell connection. That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do.
It's one of those things. It's like hello. You know, it's like one of those things.
Yeah, you know, that's what happens. I mean, who thought of the feature of poking on Facebook back in the day? Like, what group of people are like, I don't know how to start a conversation with someone, so how about poke? Just poke them? That'll start it.
Well, you know what the thing is? I don't get how. Like, how is it acceptable? Like, it's not a, like, say you're in college or whatever, and you go up and you just poke someone. Maybe there's a girl that you wanted to talk to.
Right.
You don't poke her. That's next thing you know, you're in jail. So I don't get this poking thing.
I don't either.
You can only be able to do stuff that like won't get you in jail. Just because it's cyber doesn't mean
no doubt. I mean, might as well be. You wouldn't have like, hi. Do you want to punch this person in the face with like just click here? It's like that's not how things work. I mean,
it's not how things work.
Yeah.
Hey,
are you guilty of poking? You ever poke anybody on Facebook? Don't you lie to me. You're under Facebook oath at this point.
You know what? I don't know if I have. I wish, because I've never been a big one on the poking. Because it's a little weird.
It is weird.
Like, you know, like there's the thing is, there's only a few people I'd really feel comfortable poking.
Right. I mean, I just.
Only a few.
I'm not going to lie. At the time, I was like, I remember when I first got, I was like, oh, you can poke. That's not a bad feature. But now that I'm like an adult, I'm like, you talk about catering to people that are like cavemen, you know? I mean, basically, like, you've never seen another person in their life. And that was their idea.
The problem with it is it can get creepy.
Yeah, you know? Right. I mean, poke.
And as you know me, I'm not one into creepy.
You are anti-creep. That's one thing. Your least favorite TLC song is Creep. That's the reality of the situation.
How did you know?
I knew it. I knew that about you. Well, we're Facebook. I mean, it's our anniversary. Oh. I know these things.
That's what 8 years will get you. Don't you agree, though?
8 years. You better understand whose favorite song is what. You know, like, you got to understand that. You've been Facebook friends with someone for 8 years. You better know. Better figure it out. Okay.
The thing is, sad about Facebook. It really is. But there's plenty of people that have probably even been friends on Facebook longer than us, and
yeah,
they don't really know each other like us.
Right. Think about how sad is that, you know? That's sad. We know each other well, but there's a lot. I feel like I'm scratching the surface with you, my man. I mean, I am just, it's 8 years, and I haven't even gotten past layer one. No.
Like, can you imagine 16 years from now?
Nope. I can't. I mean,
I can't even imagine. I wish
you know what I could imagine? We'll be so close in 16 years. I could poke you and you'd think, that's fine. I know him for 16 years. That's fine.
It could be weird. It could be weird. There will be people driving in Omaha and they'll be like, hey, you want to go by the Bond Woodhead household?
Oh,
because we'll be living in the same house.
Yes.
It's just going to be multiple levels.
Yes. And Adrian Martinez will be mowing the lawn out front because, of course, he's family now. I mean, That's what it'll be.
Because he's like our. I mean, last week I said he'd adopt us. We definitely adopt him.
Right. Let's be real. Let's be real on who's adopted who.
Really,
we can hyphenate it. I'm fine either way. We'll let Adrian choose. What do you prefer?
Adrian. I know this is a lot of pressure right now, but you're going to have to take our last names.
Yeah.
And I think he'd be fine with
he's
it.
Good
I,
with
I mean,
that.
I've never he really didn't, mentioned yeah. that to him.
Yeah, he's good with that.
But he's fine with it.
He's good. Now, did you get a chance to communicate with him at all last week with you being in close proximity during the game? Like anything?
You know what? I don't think I really gave a nod when he was warming up.
That's okay. You know what? Sometimes family members understand. It's like it's unspoken. I don't need a nod at you.
Right. You know? Right. Like, and that's what I meant is I've talked to him so much and I just, since we're family, I'm not going to mention it.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah, I'm not looking at when I'm warming up for game, I'm not looking at my dad and needing a nod. You know, like, I don't need a nod from Rich Baugh. I know he's up there nodding.
You love him.
Okay? Yeah.
You love him. But you don't need the nod.
No, I don't need that from him. Just
Rich knows that.
Yeah, Rich understands that. He knows that. I mean, if I'd look at him, he'd go, what are you doing looking at me? And I'd go, my bad, Dad. My bad.
Right.
You know, and that's how it would have been with you and Adrian, you know? It's a fact. That is a fact.
Right.
That's
exactly
a fact.
Right.
I mean, you picked quite a game to go to, Danny. That was disappointing and frustrating, my man. I mean, what was your vantage point? What'd you think?
I would say
frustration level at a 100 during that.
I would
bad boy?
Say like a 99.
Okay, but we're high.
You know what the thing is? It was unfortunate how it ended, but. And don't just like accuse me of being like the most optimistic person. All right.
Okay. Right. I won't. I would never.
The things that I can't remember exactly, but what Troy's record was last year. They were a good team.
They won 11 games last year, Danny.
They beat LSU.
They did.
I mean, like, I think losing to Akron would have been a little bit bigger. You know what I mean?
Troy's, agreed.
They are good. It's not like they're a terrible team. And I don't think everyone understands that.
No.
I really do think they're a pretty good team. Yeah, were there some issues, some things that definitely bothered me? Of course. Of course there were. Like, the penalties.
The penalty. I wanted to ask you about that. How many penalties did you have on like holding different things like that on for you? Unless I'm sure there were many times you felt like, okay, if I don't grab this guy, Brady's going to get decapitated, so I better grab him. But like, describe your thoughts on penalties.
Well, the penalty thing, if you're going hard, you're doing your job, you know what to do, penalties will happen. Mm-hmm. Like, that's football. There's going to be penalties. Now, I was at a position that was a little different. In the NFL, I never had a penalty.
What?
But I know.
That's quite a stat. That is crazy. I mean, you, that's big time stuff right there. That's, I mean, you're serious? Yeah. Like, I don't know if you, like, did you, you never, there was never a yellow flag thrown on you?
Never.
That's amazing, but, Danny. I am ready to just.
This is not about me, Nick. This is about the Huskers.
Well, it's officially about you because
okay,
that
it's
is.
It's a little about me. It's a little.
Okay, but keep going. Sorry, that's amazing. I will, yeah. I gotta, that's, but yeah, keep going.
I think the thing is, like, in, I heard someone say, you know, well, is that the coach's fault? And it's like, penalties? Like, Scott's out there.
Yeah.
Troy Walters, is that Shenander's out there hitting people late? Like, to me, that's just absurd. Like, I love, you know, I'm all about ELE. Everybody love everybody.
I hear you on that but one.
Like, but, like, come on. Like, it's not the coach's fault. Like, at the end of the day, players make mistakes, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, last time I checked, they make mistakes. And that was just one of the mistakes.
Interesting. So, yeah, because that's, you know, people always want to, you know, the buck always stops with the head coach. But sometimes it's like, guys just got to be smarter. You know, they just got to be smarter in certain areas.
Well, the thing is, Nick, like, you have a choice if you're going to hit someone late.
Yep.
You have a choice if you're going to hold on 3rd and 9.
Mm-hmm.
I remember play. But okay, yeah, 3rd and 9, we held. Does it make him a bad person? No. You know, like, just defend them.
Mm-hmm.
You got to defend them. Like, holding, like, some people are like, well, that really pass interference. If you watch any of the play in any of the instant replay, it was clearly pass interference or a goal, whatever
mm-hmm.
you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And we just made too many, you know, not great mistakes at the not great time.
Right.
You know, it just, that's how it is sometimes. Is when you make a mistake, hopefully it's not at that time. And just don't make it self-inflicted. Is what Eric Mangini and Bill Belichick, but they always say, don't, self-inflicted wounds, those are the worst.
And, yeah, and.
It'll be after the play.
Yeah.
Are the absolute worst. And that's something that has to be eliminated. And I think you heard in his press conference, you could tell that's what was not sitting great. Not the holding penalties and stuff like that. It's the stuff that you're just purposely, not purposely, but you have a decision to make. And it's like, oh, I'm going to take 15 here. Right. No, don't do it.
Right.
Right.
I mean, because it felt like the whole game, it felt like Nebraska was in 2nd and long and 3rd and long a ton. And it's just, football's hard when that's the case, especially when you're a tempo team, like success on 1st down and getting it rolling. When that's not happening, it's huge.
Yes, I agree. And, you know, some of it, I mean, not, we don't know. But my guess is, you know, you're going in with a guy that, I mean, now he's our backup quarterback, but was initially the 3rd stringer. Correct?
Yep, correct. Correct.
You don't want him to have to be the winner or the loser of the game. And clearly, I don't think he lost the game.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. I thought he did what he was supposed to do, made some good throws. There are a few things that, like, I wish he would have done on 2nd and 2. I don't know if it was 1st or 2nd quarter. He didn't throw it away. He ran out of bounds. Well, 3rd and 5 and 3rd and 2 are significantly different on so many levels. 3rd and 2, you can run the ball. 3rd and 2, if you get a yard, it's 4th and 1. You still can go for it.
Right.
So it puts things in. You're in a better position to win the next play if you're 3rd and 2 and not 3rd and 5. And it's just, I think it's just a little inexperience. And, you know, that's part of it. And I think that's part of sometimes college quarterbacks.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, you can't say Bunch lost the game, but it was like, I mean, I think it was clear that they, like you said, I think Frost clearly didn't want to put too much on his plate, and unfortunately, Nebraska fell in a hole, and all of a sudden they're playing from behind. What did you think of What did you think of the defense in person? I mean, I think for the most part, that side of the ball has been pretty darn good.
I was happy. I really was. Let's be honest. If you say, hey, we're going to give 17 points up this week, you're thinking we win.
No doubt.
Against any team in this day and age of college football where pace is fast, where just points, you got to score more points with all the rule changes, yada, yada, yada. 17 points, you hold the team to 17 points, you're saying you win the game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then you have the special teams deal, which makes it 24. But the 17 points, you would say, hey, I'm taking that right now. Were there a couple of plays? Yeah, but I think that's every game. I think that's you have to understand that's just going to happen every game. There's going to be something that doesn't go your way. So 17 points, usually I think that wins games. And I mean, clearly, what was it? 24-19.
Yep,
like
correct.
That.
Correct.
And the thing is, like, that's just it's tough. Really, say anything bad about the defense? Yes, there were some stupid penalties, but all in all, the way they fly around, I really like Will Honus. I thought he was just around the ball a lot.
He'll hit you. I mean, he hits you hard.
Yeah, and he. I think it. He took advantage of the opportunity with Barry being out.
Yep.
And, you know, he ended up being a little bit more focal point out there on the defense.
Yeah, I mean, do you have any – I mean, I know we could just probably go and talk to Adrian and he'd let us know how he's feeling. But, you know, sometimes we want to stay out of his personal business. But, you know, Adrian Martinez has practiced all week. He warmed up on Saturday. I mean, I got to think if you practice all week, you're probably going to play. But I also – I mean, you never know with certain knee injuries, you know, how they're going to react.
Right. I think it'll also depend on, it might even still be a game time decision.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I mean, like, I just feel like you practice all of preparing to play, and then you got to see how you feel, because you do have a whole week of practice to see how that knee can react. Not that I've ever had knee injuries, but I mean, that's something you have to take in consideration, because I mean, you want him for the long haul. Yes, we want to win now. But I know this is maybe a fan, but like, it doesn't matter. Like, what matters is our side of the problem, right?
Yeah.
You take one more week, if he's not ready, then I think you take one more week. If he's ready, not ready. I mean, one more week, and who knows, maybe we go nuts and win out.
Help me out. Help me out, Danny, with someone that's, like, I had tendonitis, but that's not, like, knee, like, I never really had, like, knee problems. What is something that, what is something about dealing with a knee that maybe people wouldn't know?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, depending on everything that he had, whatever it was, because I mean, obviously he doesn't have surgery or anything like that, but in order to be sitting out, something has to be going on. You
yep.
know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Swelling or, I mean, they're not going to deny that, but I've had an MCL, like a grade one MCL. I had a grade one PCL. Obviously I had the big daddy of them all, the
yep.
ACLs. And the thing is, I think the biggest thing is, you want to make sure you're strong enough, because the thing that people don't always understand, it's not like a sprained ankle. It's more because the knee with the ligaments, you don't want it loose.
Okay.
You know,
mm-hmm.
because then you feel unstable. You can't make the cuts. You can't make this. You can't make that. It's hard to do certain things. So I think the biggest thing is, as long as he's stable, a knee brace is definitely going to help that, but you want to be relatively stable even without that.
Yeah.
Because especially with the quarterback, what he does, you don't want to be out there guessing.
No. I mean, I think so is you think cutting is still going to be is probably going to be the most challenging thing? You know, like,
well, we'd have to, I mean, that's what was my injury.
Okay.
Whatever his is, who knows? Like Aaron Rodgers, an MCL, he has a bruise, but the MCL is not much the issue. His is, he has a bone bruise. Now, though, I've heard that's really painful.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know on the knee exactly. I've had them on my feet, on my foot, and that's very painful. So I still wouldn't think he has a bone. I don't know. I it's hard to really guess without being like, hey, what do you have? You know what I'm saying? But it's just anything involving the knee, you just want it to be stable.
Okay, because that's good to know. That's good. I mean, so because one of the things that and it's hard to know sometimes. I mean, you know, this world with Belichick of like, you know, you don't give the opponent anything. You play things close to the vest, and
right.
And I mean, so sometimes you go, okay, I don't know. Is Frost just coach speaking all this stuff? But one of the things he talks about all the time is like, we don't want to risk further injury. So that's just like stability to you.
I don't know if that means stability. Because it could be anything. There's more. I mean, it could be swelling. Because there's sometimes that guys will sit out with swelling. You know what I mean? I mean, not as much in the NFL because then they just extract it, and That's a little different story. But I'm saying you can have a swollen knee, and it's you're not going to feel as stable.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Right.
Like, I guess in a sense that is the same as an ankle. If you have a really swollen ankle, it's going to be hard to cut. It's going to be hard to do anything. So I think it's the biggest thing is, and in college you don't really have to, but the biggest thing would be to need
anything. Yeah, if you're not 100%, I think most of the time you could have further injury,
right,
in a lot of cases.
Yeah, that's true. I want to talk. You ever have? Has anyone ever thought about threatened quitting at halftime, retiring at halftime in your time in the NFL? Is that the most unbelievable story you've ever heard?
I got to be honest, which I always am.
You are.
I thought it was hilarious. I mean, like, it was the funniest thing in the history. Like, why didn't I go out at halftime? You know,
you
or first quarter. I think first quarter, like, make a catch, a third down catch. Get up, first down it, and say, deuces. And then I just walk off with peace signs. You know? No, you know what the thing is? I think it's kind of, in some ways, I do think it's kind of funny that some guys are like, hey, that's our team, you know? We're teammates. And you just walked out on us. Well, guess what? If you don't want to play, I don't want you out there with me because I could get hurt. Like, could you imagine? Like, yeah, man, that's bullcrap. Our right guard, he didn't want to play anymore, and he retired. No. If he doesn't want to play anymore, I don't want my right guard in there.
Heck no.
I do not want him out there. Because guess what? My face is done. I mean, I do not want to deal with that. So I don't know what all these guys are getting. Like, yeah, is it unfortunate and probably not good timing and. Not a good look and a little annoying. Yeah. But, like, to say, like, man, that's the most disrespectful thing ever. No, if anything, that's respectful. He's respecting the heck out of my body.
Right. Get him out there. I'd love to know. I'd love to go to set. Like, do you think when he was eating an omelet that morning, he was like, you know, I'm really not feeling the game today. Or do you think there was like one hit? You know that one, like there's always a hit that just hurts. You're like, man, that hurt. I'm just over it.
Absolutely bizarre. It's the most bizarre thing I've ever heard of in my life. Like, I'm wondering, like, now, do I know this happened? No. But like, what if he just like had a stomach bug and was a little off?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm gonna retire. And now he's sitting at home. And he's like, what did I just do?
What did I,
yeah. That was the dumbest thing ever. Like, I really, you know what? I really shouldn't have retired right now.
I regret that. Yeah, I mean, because, I mean, you wonder if it was like he just got caught up in the moment or he'd been thinking about this for a while. But I think I'm more with you. Maybe he had some Taco Bell. He needed to get to it. And let's be honest, when, you know, you get a stomach bug, you want to go home. You want to be at your home toilet.
Yeah,
you don't want a road toilet. You want a home toilet.
Right. Like, you know what the thing is? If I had the flu, I'm retiring too at halftime.
Yeah,
retiring a little. I might be out at warm-ups and be like, Sorry,
I'm man.
Retiring.
I think everybody understands how much you got the flu. You need to go home. And you know what? It was a home game. Home was probably. I mean, he could be thinking to himself, "I'm 15 minutes from my house right now. 15 minutes. I'm out of here."
Right. And he had white pants on.
Didn't think about that. The white pant factor is a big one.
You never know with a stomach bug, man. Like, you never know. Like, I'm retiring too. I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm
white pants.
I'm not in front of millions of people in white pants with a stomach bug.
Yeah, you never live that down. What do you want to be infamous for? The guy that retired at halftime or the guy that wore white pants and clearly had a stomach bug during a game?
I'll tell you what, that SB can get after you with white pants. I'm out. I'm so retired.
I'm done.
That,
done.
I feel like, holy moly. Yeah. Maybe he went in at halftime and had a tough time in the bathroom. No one knows.
Right. Maybe it was one of those things you thought it was like, you know, you can't quite pull the trigger, but then you stand up and walk away and it's like, nah, it's going to happen. And it was like, well, this thing, my stomach will make a decision here. I just need to go home. I need
we
to go
need
home.
We need to cut him slack.
Yeah, we do.
We need to cut him some slack.
Yep. We need, and then I think there are endorsement opportunities for Pepto-Bismol and different things. Like, there's a lot of money to be made off of this for him.
He needs to come out and tell why he's retired, because if he does, the amount of money he will make off of his stomach bug will just crush his salary, what it ever was.
Yeah. And you got to think about long-term earning power here. He's got to think about that. So hopefully he does.
I got to be honest. He'll be remembered differently than as a great cornerback. if he does get endorsed. Oh, that's the poop endorsement guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. All right. At least he owns it. You know, we all can relate to that. Who can't? Who can blame him for that? I can't.
Hey, he's probably my favorite former player.
Yeah, I'd say he's in the top five. He's on my Mount Rushmore at this point of favorite players of all time. Yeah, you got Brady, Barry Sanders, Jerry Rice.
Vontae Davis.
Yep, he's there.
Yeah, why is he your favorite player? Did you not hear about his retirement?
It was pretty epic. He went out on top. He went out on a high note. He made the smart move. Earning power. That's what he needed. I love it. Well, this is why. You know what? I knew you were going to drop knowledge on something. That was it right there, Danny. That was really good. Okay, well, you know what? I guess we'll talk tonight over dinner with Adrian, and we'll get the sense on what he's going to do this weekend, and we'll talk about it next week. Does that sound good?
Hey, tonight, could you stop using the nightlight? It's really just, I like
yes,
darkness.
Yes, yeah, okay, that's my fault. That's my fault. That's my bad. We'll get that taken care of. Okay, all right.
Nothing about sharing a room.
All right, that's what you got to do. Thank you, Danny.
All right, later.
Later. Love it. Danny Woodhead dropping knowledge on fake retirements. All right. Room gets clocked like nobody's business. Little bit of Stibbs chilling here. Okay, coming up next, we'll get our recruiting fix. Brian Munson, Rivals.com, HuskerOnline.com next.